Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Family Ties by the Chaplain, Killian, Texas, USA. Before I was a prison chaplain, I learned in a sociology course about families, which seemed to display a genetic predisposition similar to alcoholism to the criminal life. When following 53 years of formation, I arrived at a Texas prison as a chaplain. I heard about the Jimenez brothers. The names have been changed to respect their privacy. There were three brothers, all in this prison unit, serving time for a variety of charges. I immediately formed the conclusion that this was one of those families I had studied about. I met the three of them during a religious service. The older brother came to my office and engaged in a conversation which began the process of the detoxifying the few prejudices which I had retained. During our discussion, Juan shared with me that the three brothers were at this particular unit because both his brothers were deaf. As a matter of fact, within this family of five, he was the only hearing member. They were the children of a migrant worker who had little opportunity to go to school. When they did manage to go to school, it was rare that a special education program was available to them to help them communicate despite their deafness. Their parents, too, had received no formal education. Because of their need to communicate, the parents had developed a form of sign language. This family-developed system has no resemblance to any known sign language system. The parents taught this system to their children, ensuring that there was a good communication within the family. Juan, the hearing son, became the family's point of contact with the hearing world. Desperate to survive, uneducated, and unable to communicate with the people outside their family, the two deaf brothers became an easy recruit to move drugs. They got into trouble with the law. A short time later, Jose, too, ran afoul of the law. I believe that he did so purposefully to rejoin and thus be able to help his brothers. He immediately accepted a plea bargain and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. The younger of the three brothers was released on parole a few months after I had begun work at the prison. 6 months later, Juan was offered parole when he had half of his sentence completed. Juan told the parole officer that he was deeply grateful for the offer of freedom. However, he could not leave because his brother would be left with no means to communicate and no opportunity to complete his education. Juan accepted another 5 years of incarceration so that he could be with his brother. It is said that greater love has no man than to lay down his life for a friend. Little did I suspect that in prison, of all places, would I meet Juan, a living example of this ideal.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.